With all the GLP-1 companies out there, how does someone know which one's actually reliable?
I tell people to look at four things. Is it safe? Does it work? Is it affordable? And will you actually get clinical support? When you use that filter, one brand keeps standing out, Bleve. They use U.S. pharmacies. People see results close to the research, about 18% weight loss. It's around $4 a day, and they include nurse support at no extra cost. And full disclosure, I actually use them. I signed up during my lunch break and got approved before I even left work.
Okay, I just Googled it while you were talking, and yeah, it really does look simple. For anyone listening who wants to check it out, where should they go?
It's joinbleve.com, spelled B-L-I-V.
So if you've been curious about GLP-1s, joinbleve.com might be a good place to start.
There's a subtle line between enjoying reassurance and depending on it to regulate your emotional state. And I think that's where so many of us quietly get stuck. There's this moment where your peace starts to hinge on something outside of you. It could be you're waiting for a text or a tone shift in someone, or maybe some sort of timing difference in your life or a reaction or an approval. And suddenly your nervous system it's scanning, right? And it's not because you're dramatic. It's not your inner drama queen. It's not because you're insecure beyond repair, but it is because somewhere in your history, your body learned stay alert, notice shifts, anticipate change, and that's how you stay safe. Hello, hello, magical friends, yummies. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And today's episode is about self-leadership, about the quiet moment when you realize that you don't actually need more reassurance from the outside world. We do not. We just need to come back home to ourselves. Maybe easier said than done sometimes, right? But in the smallest, most human moments, you know, the moments where your mind is crazy loud and your emotions are just, they're tender, right? You might be a little sensitive. You can feel yourself almost reaching for something outside of you to feel okay again. And yeah, we've all been there, especially right before that time of the month, right, ladies? happens to me almost monthly sometimes. I've also just been there, right? Probably more times. There's no shame in it at all. But lately, something has been shifting in a quiet way, right? It's not loud. It's not a big declaration to the universe, right? But it's a subtle remembering that peace doesn't actually come from being reassured over and over again in any avenue in life. It really does come from leading yourself back to calm. And along the way, I mean, I've recently really been starting to notice something very important, and it's something that feels simple, but it also can be kind of life-changing, I'd say, once you really see it. And we've talked about this before, but I feel like the more you go through life, the more you really see it, and the more, yeah, you'll hear something, it makes sense, or you'll read something, you'll understand it. But the more often your human experiences these humanisms and you choose to work on yourself, so therefore you're choosing to shift how you see things, how you see reality, or how you experience whatever it is, maybe your perspective on whatever it is you're going through, then you really start to understand certain humanisms a bit more, right? And so we know that anxiety is loud, right? And we've talked about that before. But I've been noticing that lately with my anxiety. I'm like, oh, okay, this is anxiety. This is not real. This is not intuition, because this is loud and being a messy girl or a very creative narrative creator. And those narratives are not always serving my best interests. They're definitely not narratives I want to manifest. So that's anxiety. Whenever that happens, I'm like, okay, these are just anxious thoughts and they can go, right? They can go. They don't need to have a hold on me. It's truly just anxiety and the mind trying to maybe protect itself, trying to protect the human maybe. But intuition, when I know it's my intuition saying something, that is way more quiet and just a knowing, almost a calm knowing, like, oh, okay, unfortunately or fortunately, I know. And so anxiety rushes in like it has something urgent to prove, right? It's going to ask a million questions. It scans every single detail. It really wants certainty right now, immediately, please. So it's seeking the reassurance and it's telling you stories and it's trying to connect the dots and it predicts futures that haven't even happened, probably won't even happen. And to be fair, I mean, anxiety is just, it's just trying to protect you, right? It's trying to help. It's your nervous system doing its best to keep you safe. Even if the danger it senses isn't actually here in the present moment, right? Even if there's really no clear sign of it, right? Even if it's not present in the reality, the mind just likes to create narratives to protect yourself and those you love. But intuition feels completely different. Intuition doesn't beg for attention. And it doesn't spiral. It doesn't need to convince you of anything. Again, intuition is calm. It's steady. It's almost quiet to the point where you could miss it if you weren't listening gently. And one of the most confusing emotional experiences we can have as humans is when anxiety puts on intuition's clothes. And suddenly, everything feels meaningful and urgent and true. All at once, especially during tender, hormonally sensitive, emotionally open times, right? Like the days leading up to your period, or when feelings are closer to the surface and maybe thoughts just feel more convincing and the volume of everything inside you turns up just a little louder. Or maybe you don't have too much work or busyness going on, so you have a lot of time to just sit there. And that's when some of those kind of thoughts come up, right? Nothing is wrong with you in those moments. You're not broken. You're not regressing. You're not losing your growth. Your system is simply louder. And louder does not always mean wiser. And louder also, by the way, it does not always mean intuitive. And it does not always mean true, okay? Sometimes it just means that you're human and a little tired or just simply in need of a little gentleness, a little grace for yourself. Again, it could be hormonal. Check your cycle. That's what I have to do sometimes. I'm like, oh, I know my period is about to start. Therefore, yeah, maybe I'm just a little emotional right now and my mind's creating some narratives that it just doesn't need to. So again, gentle, grace, self-compassion. I'd say that this is where self-leadership begins. We're going to begin leading ourselves. This is not about controlling ourselves, controlling our emotions, not silencing our thoughts, or pretending we are a certain way. But this is just softly asking yourself, what would it look like to guide myself back to calm right now? And that question alone can change everything, because the moment that you ask it, you stop waiting for someone else to steady you, right? Or something outside of you to improve. Or honestly, you stop forcing yourself to bypass anything, right? What would it look like to guide myself back to calm right now? When it comes to feeding your baby, confidence is everything, and that's why I love Bobbie. Bobbie's organic, European-style infant formulas are designed to support all feeding journeys, whether you're breastfeeding, combo feeding, exclusively formula feeding, or just keeping a backup can in the pantry. Bobbie is a brand that truly meets parents where they are, so what really stood out to me is how thoughtful Bobbie is about every detail. They only use carefully sourced ingredients backed by proven science, and every single batch goes through over 2,000 safety and quality checks before it ever leaves their U.S. manufacturing facility. That level of care makes such a difference when you're choosing what goes into your baby's bottle. Bobbie also offers a full suite of recipes and holds some of the most trusted certifications out there: USDA Organic, EU Organic, European Organic, Clean Label Project Purity Award, and Clean Label Project Certified Pesticide Free, a high quality infant formula you can genuinely feel good about. And parents aren't the only ones who love it. Bobbie has been recognized as Babylist 2025 Top Choice Organic Formula and named 2025 Top Choice by Consumer Reports, which says so much about the trust they've built. I love that Bobbi was created by moms who couldn't find a formula that met their standards, so they made one that did. It's inclusive, intentional, and built to help parents feed with confidence no matter what their journey looks like. If you want to learn more, head to HiBobbi.com. That's HiBobbi.com, HiBobbi.com, to find the organic, clean, high-quality infant formula trusted by parents and loved by babies. This is just taking one small step towards steadying yourself. And that step, even the tiniest one, is where your power quietly lives. So let's talk about reassurance for a moment then, because reassurance isn't bad, right? It's human, it's attachment, it's connection. Of course, we want to feel chosen or considered or want the little signs that everything is okay in our world, that we're doing well with our job, we're doing well as a mom, doing well as a friend, whatever it is. We want someone to say that you matter to me. Like, that's not weakness, okay? That's biology. But there's a subtle line between enjoying reassurance and depending on it to regulate your emotional state. And I think that's where so many of us quietly get stuck. There's this moment, and you might recognize it, where your peace starts to hinge on something outside of you. It could be you're waiting for a text or a tone shift in someone, or maybe some sort of timing difference in your life, or a reaction or a delay or approval. And suddenly your nervous system it's scanning, right? And it's not because you're dramatic. It's not your inner drama queen. It's not because you're insecure beyond repair, but it is because somewhere in your history, your body learned stay alert, notice shifts, anticipate change, and that's how you stay safe. Because of something that happened in your past. So you scan, right? You scan, you check, you interpret. We're always interpreting what's going on, right? And reading body languages around us. And you try to solve a future that hasn't even happened yet. And it can feel so convincing in the moment and so real and so logical even. But here's the quiet shift that's been changing everything for me. What if the goal isn't to eliminate the need for reassurance, right? But just to stop outsourcing your stability to it. What if self-leadership means noticing the urge to reach outward and gently choosing to come inward instead? And this is not in a cold way and not in a I don't need anyone kind of way, right? It's a grounded way. It's in a way that says, I can feel this wave and I can guide myself through it. And there's something incredibly powerful about realizing that you don't actually need to chase certainty to feel okay. Because sometimes you just need to choose direction. And when your life feels purposeful, or when you're building and creating and finishing and starting and moving, your nervous system quiets naturally. And this is not because someone reassured you or because you got that approval, but it's because you reassured yourself through action. That's the difference between waiting to feel chosen and you choosing your own life. And so I think a lot of anxiety isn't actually about the work, the relationships, the future, or the tiny detail that triggered it, right? It's about momentum. When we feel stagnant or idle or uncertain in our own direction, that's what we're mostly focusing on. Our brain looks for something to anchor to, right? So let's say, for example, maybe the relationships in your life are the easiest anchor. So we grip them a little tighter. But when we feel aligned and focused and engaged with our own growth and our own purpose and also creating and doing our own magic, I mean, we soften, right? We don't need as much constant confirmation. I mean, obviously we still love and connect and care with those who love us, but we no longer are seeking someone else to steady us, right? We're no longer waiting to be steadied. We are steadying ourselves. Whenever we choose self-care, we choose ourselves, we focus on our purpose, we are steadying ourselves. And that shift from reassurance to self-leadership, that might be subtle, but it changes everything. Hence why I think it's important to focus on and go after whatever you think your purpose is, not just to achieve the destination, but to also feel steady in our internal world and be more confident in our self-leadership. It really changes everything. So what does self-leadership actually look like in real life? Well, it's ordinary. It's emotional. Human moments where your mind is allowed and your heart may feel tender, right? But it's choosing you. For me, it's starting to look a lot less like drama in my life that I once imagined. I don't notice that as much. Self-leadership, it's about being able to, like we were talking about momentum, it's being able to pause the momentum, the anxiety spirals, right? It isn't becoming perfectly calm all the time or pretending that you don't care. It's softer than that. It's the moment that you notice the spiral, instead of chasing it, maybe you just place one gentle hand on your own life. And sometimes that looks like doing the small grounding thing right in front of you. Like, it could be as simple as washing the dishes, folding the laundry, going for a walk, reorganizing your kitchen for a moment, taking a shower and letting the water reset your nervous system, or making tea. Like, it's a tiny ceremony of care. I've been enjoying doing that with strawberry matcha lattes. It's not glamorous, and you know, this may not sound like flashy or anything. It's just present, right? Because presence is incredibly regulating. Other times, self-leadership looks like choosing momentum, right? Sending the email, starting the project, recording the thing, finishing what you began, creating instead of circling or consuming. There's a quiet kind of reassurance that only action can give you, and the kind that says, my life is moving, I am moving, I'm not stuck, right? It's fun to have a purpose and to go towards something and to work hard, and that can take you out of the anxiety momentum loop of your own personal life. Yeah, it could also be redirected if you don't learn to recognize it and shift it. It will simply just transition into work anxiety. But that's why it's so important that when you can, to begin learning the beauty and magic of self-leadership. Anxiety has a much harder time surviving emotion, but maybe the most important form of self-leadership is just emotional gentleness, right? Even if everything is chaotic around you, you can still be gentle with yourself or give yourself grace and compassion. It's speaking to yourself differently in the moments that you feel the most unsure. So instead of, oh, what is wrong with me? I do not like what's going on. Why am I like this? Why is this like this? It becomes, oh, okay, my human is having a tender moment. I'm having a tender moment. My nervous system may have been a little triggered. My nervous system is a little loud today, and that's okay. Maybe I just need a rest, or just need food or quiet or some nice music or a call with a friend or kindness. That shift in inner language is powerful. Powerful. And you're not doing it to distract yourself from it, because you acknowledge that it's there. And now you're choosing a direction to soften yourself, because you realize this isn't true. It's just a tender moment. And you stop treating yourself like a problem to solve, right? And you start treating yourself like someone to care for, right? Like your own best friend, what you would do for your best friend when they're in those tender places. And so, and from that place, calm doesn't have to be forced. It returns on its own timeline, gently and naturally and without pressure. So self-leadership, I'm learning at least, isn't about controlling your emotions, right? Or again, toxic positivity, bypassing. No. It's about staying with yourself, truly staying with yourself until the wave passes, and trusting that it always does. There's something important that I also don't want to lose in this conversation, is that self-leadership, it doesn't mean becoming so independent that you pretend that you don't have needs, right? Or silencing that part of you that longs to feel chosen and seen and held. That part of you, it's not weak, right? It's feminine, it's relational, it's alive, and true feminine energy isn't frantic. It's not chasing, but it's also not suppressing, okay? True feminine energy is compassionate. There's a version of strength that looks like detachment. And there's a deeper version that just looks like grace. And grace says, yes, I have needs and I desire connection. I do think reassurance can feel good, but also I'm not going to abandon myself in order to get it. That's the shift. Because self-leadership isn't about ignoring your longing. It's about holding it gently instead of outsourcing it. And it's saying that I see you. I know you want to feel steady. You want to feel secure and you deserve that. And then choosing to become that steadiness for yourself first. So feminine self-leadership is soft, right? It's embodied. It moves with emotion instead of fighting it. And it does not shame your anxiety or punish that tenderness you have. And it also doesn't demand perfection. I would say that feminine self-leadership, it simply just says, I can honor my needs without letting them control my peace. And that balance between desire and dignity is where real power lives. And this is not in pretending that you don't care or in gripping tightly. It's in standing calmly inside yourself, open and warm and steady. And that is self-leadership in its most beautiful form. So maybe the next time your mind gets loud, maybe instead of asking, what does this mean? Or am I safe? Or do I need more reassurance? You can just pause and take a breath and ask something different, like, how can I lead myself right now? And not in a controlling way, not in a perfectionist way or anything, just in a grounded, embodied way. Maybe this looks like finishing the thing in front of you. Or maybe it looks like resting. Or deleting the apps that distract you, turning your phone over, choosing presence instead of prediction. Self-leadership isn't a performance, it's a quiet decision. And it's the moment you realize that your peace does not have to be negotiated, it can be cultivated. That your nervous system is allowed to have waves and you are still steady underneath them. That reassurance is beautiful, but direction is powerful. And when you choose your own life, when you build it, move in it, show up inside of it, anxiety has less room to take over because you are no longer waiting to be steadied. You are steady, and not because nothing ever shakes you, but because you trust yourself to return. And that trust, that quiet return to yourself, is your magic. Oh, before we close, I want to share something intentional that I am in need right now of taking a break from social media, you know, the doom scrolling app, social media, the endless feeds, the reflex of opening something just because my thumb is bored. And so, except for Substack, that's very intentional. I've realized how automatic it's become to just, well, I mean, it's not that I just realized, we all know this. It's just automatic though to just reach for an app the second there's a pause in my day. And it's not because I'm inspired and honestly not because I'm connecting, because my nervous system wants distraction. And distraction is not the same thing as regulation. So for the next couple weeks, if you notice my Instagram is even more quiet than it already is, or even deactivated, that's why. So nothing dramatic, nothing cryptic, just space to think clearly and create without noise and let my mind settle and focus on my purpose. So if I'm going to reach for something, I want it to be something slower, more thoughtful, more intentional, which is why I'll still be on Substack and maybe I'll even write something because I'll be inspired to, but I'll be doing a lot of reading, a lot of following you back, having real conversations instead of passive scrolling. So yeah, taking breaks from constant input is incredibly healthy for your nervous system and it lowers comparison, lowers urgency, lowers that subtle background anxiety you don't even realize is there until it's gone. Now, unless of course there's something that happens in the world that I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to post about this because I am fired up, but let's hope that doesn't happen. So honestly, Yeah, this is part of self-leadership too. Choosing what gets access to your attention, choosing what gets to influence your energy, and choosing quiet over noise. So if you've been feeling overstimulated or reactive or just even slightly off lately, then maybe it's not your intuition, right? Maybe it's just too much input, too much consumption. A reset can do wonders. 2 weeks, 14 days, we got this. I'm recording this right now on the 19th. So that means for me, March 5th. Ooh, all right. And maybe I'll even push it to March 9th when 2 weeks from when this episode comes out. We'll see. But anyway, again, a reset can do wonders. And so this is one of mine. Anyway, I'll do another with you this Wednesday. Yay! So I'll connect with you then. Send me your Substack or Instagram. My handle is Raquel Mantra, RAQUELLEMANTRA. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.